Any funding that comes our way is going to be a significant catalyst for this project. That's very positive. And yeah, it's this company, it's a news-rich story given the 40 to 45 holes, the work that we're doing in Washington, the developments that we're doing from a processing point of view, and developing this processing solution, a regional processing solution for both antimony and tungsten. All these things are going to, I think, as we evolve over the ne next 6 months, it's going to really flip Resolution upside down. Investors are going to start going, wow, these guys are really on the road to something neat.
Good day, everybody. Steve Yang here, Natural Resource Stocks. I have with me CEO of Resolution, Craig Lindsay. How are you?
Steve, I'm doing great. Fantastic to be with you today.
Craig, I know that Resolution Minerals and the team—you've been spending some time in Washington, D.C. quite a bit lately. Any news for us on what's been going on?
Sure. Well, it's actually very, very exciting, Steve. We have been spending quite a bit of time in Washington, D.C., and we've been meeting with folks at the Department of War. We've been meeting with the Idaho Congressional delegation, sharing our story. Your readers may know that our Antimony Ridge project has Fast 41 status. We're on the transparency dashboard. And what's really exciting, and the latest news from our company, is that a second project at the Horse Heaven project called Golden Gate just received Fast 41 transparency coverage from the Permitting Council. And the
Nice.
uptick there for investors is that it's going to help us aggressively advance permitting at Golden Gate. And Golden Gate, of course, is gold, and just as importantly, it's tungsten. So that's one thing we've accomplished out of our work in Washington, and we're really appreciative of the support we've got from the Permitting Council, the Boise National Forest, and various other folks in Washington, including the Idaho Congressional delegation. The other thing that we've announced recently is that we've become members of the Defense Industrial Base Consortium. And that's a group of over 1,000 companies in the defense industry. And that is the primary funding mechanism for the Department of War to distribute capital to help accelerate the development of defense-related projects in the United States. So, two very positive developments out of Washington.
Well, congratulations. The permitting thing is huge. So I was going to ask you about the Fast 41 because I heard that it doesn't exactly accelerate it. It just provides transparency. But you seem to have gotten in it pretty quick. So congratulations on that. What should people know about what happens at Golden Gate moving forward?
Yeah, well, I just want to clarify your comment on Fast 41, if you don't mind, Steve.
Yeah.
And really, it actually does accelerate permitting because in the US, in the say we're on Forest Service lands, the permitting for plans of operation, either exploration development or mine permitting, is typically open-ended. Under when you get transparency coverage under Fast 41, your permitting agency, in our case, the Boise National Forest, is that we agree to a strict permitting timeline. So it's not open-ended. There is a strict timeline, and that does accelerate permitting.
Well, awesome. Well, congratulations on that. So, and also on the Defense Industrial Base Consortium, I don't know how difficult that was to get in, but I know you were doing a lot of work there. What's a realistic timeline before you start seeing real tangible benefits there?
Well, I think we're already seeing tangible benefits because once you're members of that Defense Industrial Base Consortium, you are starting to get face time with various people in the Department of War, and we're getting some positive feedback from them. And what we've applied for is funding to advance our project, not just from an exploration and development perspective, but also developing a processing solution for both tungsten and antimony. So we are getting some good traction there. And what I would say, Steve, just with the Defense Industrial Base Consortium, and I've talked about this before, I'm a passionate believer in this, it's not just getting government money. Grant money is great and would be wonderful if we got it, but mining projects cannot, they've got to stand alone on their own with conventional funding. It can't, these projects need to have the size, the grade, the scale, the economics to stand on their own 2 feet. What we really like about what we're getting out of the relationships we're developing in Washington is support from the permitting side of things and accelerating permitting, helping us move forward to getting a shovel in the ground. And that is the big bottleneck in the US from a resource development perspective. And I really have to tip my hat to the current administration and their focus on decreasing timelines and accelerating permitting, because that's what the United States needs to start developing domestic sources of these critical metals, such as antimony and tungsten.
Well, that's huge. So when it comes to the defense or the United States supporting you from the tungsten side, I mean, are there other companies or like examples of other companies that have gone through the process that have actually gotten that kind of support, not only in terms of funding, but also permitting? And can you expound on that?
Yeah, well, our folks next door at Perpetua. So your listeners will remember the Horse Heaven project is in Idaho. We are immediately adjacent to Perpetua's Stibnite project. They had transparency coverage under FAST 41. They've received government grant money from the Department of War. They've also got a very significant funding package from the Exim Bank. So yeah, this is happening. Companies are getting the support from the government, and you know we are knocking on those doors, and they're starting to open. So I can't say much more than that, but we
Yeah.
are being positively received, and we're speaking to the right folks.
Well, you got the Golden Gate approved for permitting. Congratulations. So what's the next step? I mean, I know you had your first assay results that you're waiting on. Is that imminent? And if things go to plan, what comes next on the other side?
Yes. So we are actually, we already announced we're well into, we started around May 5th, a drill program at Golden Gate. It's 40 to 45,000 feet. We're trying to knock out 40 to 45 holes. This morning, I'm working on my 23rd and 24th holes there. So we've completed, I think, 22 holes to date at Golden Gate. Drilling's going great. We've got two drills out there. And if your listeners will remember, Golden Gate is about a 3 kilometer strike. At the what's exciting about Golden Gate is there's a historic tungsten mine there. It's called the Golden Gate Tungsten Mine, produced intermittently from the 50s up to 1980. It produced at an average grade of about 1.8%. Globally, that's an excellent grade for tungsten. You look at a big company in Korea like Almonty, multi-billion dollar company that has an average grade on their tungsten deposit of 0.5%. So it is a high grade story. There's historic stockpiles outside the mine portal that we're working to get processed through a third party. Tungsten prices remain extremely strong. So investors are excited about tungsten. The US government is pushing hard to develop domestic sources of supply for tungsten. So that's extremely positive. The drilling that we're doing right now, we've announced this publicly. We are seeing a fair bit of scheelite in the core that we're pulling out of these holes. Scheelite is the mineral, the tungsten mineral that we are looking for, and you can see it right under just lamping it with an ultraviolet light. And we're pretty excited about the results. And to answer your question, yes, I'm hoping to have our first results out end of July, early August, and after we get the first results out, they'll keep coming through the end of the year. So it's an extensive program, and we're very excited about sharing results with our investors in the next in the coming weeks.
Craig, you mentioned seeing She Light at Golden Gate. Just how apparent is it? And for those who don't know, why is that a good sign, as you're looking for tungsten? If you can explain why that matters and how significant that is.
Well, the scheelite is the tungsten mineral. So when we take all of our core. This is some minerals like gold. You can't necessarily they you can see some visible gold, but you can't really see it in your core. You have to send it to do get geochemical assays done on to find out how much gold is in there. Whereas with some minerals, and tungsten is one of them, you run your core under an ultraviolet lamp in a black room, and it just lights right up. I wish I could show your listeners an example of that, but you can actually physically see the mineralization. So we know when we're into these tungsten zones. And what's exciting, we started out drilling at the what we call Golden Gate South, which is about 1.5 kilometers away from Golden Gate North, where the mine is. And we think we're on to the same structure that hosts the mineralization up at the Golden Gate mine. And if there is a connection between the tungsten at Golden Gate South and the mine at Golden Gate North, it's just from a geologic perspective and a size potential
No.
perspective, it's really exciting.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Do you have any updates on Antimony Ridge? I know you guys were doing a bulk sample permit there.
Yeah, we're putting in a notice of intent to upgrade the road up to Antimony Ridge. We've been doing a significant amount of sampling of the high-grade material that's within the existing pits. And this is just going in and doing simple prospecting. We're picking up these high-grade veins at Antimony Ridge come out right at surface. And we've got a team up there that's been collecting samples. We're going to be taking those samples. We're putting them first, running them through a pilot plant that we're developing. And we're filing for a bulk sample permit to go and get a significant amount of material, up to 500 tons of material, that would be used in a demonstration plant. And that is going to be a critical catalyst for this company going forward. So we've started that process, and we remain very excited about the antimony potential at Antimony Ridge. We actually did a Steve, I did a site visit last week out at Core 7, and we had the U.S. Forest Service up there showing them the project and just getting them comfortable with who we are, how we conduct our operations up there, and what our vision is for Antimony Ridge, as well as for the Golden Gate target. So it was really great to get some boots on the ground with the Forest Service so they could help them wrap their arms around what we are trying to do, why we're excited about these two targets, as well as why we're getting some interest out of Washington in what we're doing.
So, I want to ask you about Perpetua. You mentioned Perpetua just a little while ago. Fully permitted, serious government backing. How much does that de-risk your story, and what are the actual benefits of advantages of being neighbors?
Well, we are good neighbors, number one, to Perpetua. They're great folks out there, number one, and that's a really important part of our business is the people side of it. Number two, they've got a great resource. So they've got a significant gold reserve. They've got a large reserve of antimony, I think 145 million pounds. You nailed it. They're fully permitted. So the Forest Service has already permitted a mine in that area. So they've got some experience with that through their through what's gone on with Stibnite. So that's very positive. The town of Yellow Pine is supportive, which is the local town closest to Stibnite and Horse Heaven. They're supportive of what we're doing. We've developed good relationships with those folks. And then from an infrastructure perspective, Perpetua has been hauling in a significant amount of loads into the Stibnite project as they start mine development work, really pre-development work. And what they've had to do is upgrade the access road into Stibnite, and that runs right by our project. So we benefited from the road improvement work and maintenance work that they've been doing because we're 60 miles away from the nearest town, and it's you're on back roads, you're on Forest Service roads. So the fact that they're improving those roads makes everything a lot safer. It makes access a lot easier. So we're benefiting from that. They're also, we've talked about this historically, they are putting in a new power line that runs right across the Horse Heaven project to get over to Stibnite. So down the road, we are going to benefit at no cost to us from that new power line, transmission line that's going in. And I guess finally, and I'm sorry for the long-winded answer, but the fact that a lot of people have made a lot of money off of Perpetua just because of the rise they've had in the share price, I call our project Stibnite 2.0 because we're a direct geologic analog to what they've got. And when people start seeing the numbers that we're producing and they see what they've made at off of their investment in Perpetua, we think some of that money will start flowing downhill into Resolution. So I can't give any specific proof of that, but I can tell you that people are like, oh, they're running investor tours out to Stibnite, and hey, got a big sign out there, Resolution Minerals. What are they doing? So it's helping market our project, being next door to our big brother at Perpetua on the Stibnite project.
Craig, you've got a lot going on. You guys been busy. You've been getting Washington backing. You just Fast 41. And then you got, a lot of application going on. What's the most meaningful milestone in the near future? What are you most focused on right now, and what can people be looking forward to?
Okay, well, the low-hanging fruit is going to be number one, assays, and we're excited about starting to get those out to market. Secondly, on the heels of the assays, we don't have a resource at Horse Heaven at this juncture. So on the heels of the drilling that we're doing at Golden Gate, we will be doing a maiden resource estimate, which would come out in approximately 6 months. Will come out in Q1 2027. So that's going to be very significant. Any funding that comes our way is going to be a significant catalyst for this project. That's very positive. And yeah, it just it's this company, it's a news-rich story given the 40 to 45 holes, the work that we're doing in Washington, the developments that we're doing from a processing point of view, and developing this processing solution, a regional processing solution for both antimony and tungsten. All these things are going to, I think, as we evolve over the next 6 months, it's going to really flip Resolution upside down. Investors are going to start going, wow, these guys are really on the road to something neat. I've never worked with a company that's as aggressive from a development perspective as these folks are at Resolution. So that's really, really exciting. And then the last thing, Steve, I know investors are waiting for a NASDAQ listing. So we, and I've incorrectly, wrongly said it's imminent, and people think that means tomorrow. We are waiting to get that approval and get our ADRs listed on NASDAQ. And I think that's really going to open up this story to a broad range of investors in the United States and elsewhere. Institutional type investors, high net worth guys, retail people are going to like it, but it's going to open up our investor universe significantly, particularly in from a U.S. capital markets perspective. So I wish I had a timeline for you, but it is in process, and when it happens, I think that's going to be another great catalyst for us.
Well, Craig, I want to disclose to our listeners that I myself and some of us here at Natural Resource Stocks are investors, and Resolution is one of our sponsors, and I feel honored to help share your story. I know that we met about a year ago, and I wasn't an investor then, but there's a lot to like. For those who are listening, I am not giving investment advice. Please do your due diligence. If you one of the ways to do that is to reach out to Craig, follow their story, their ticker. Craig, if you can be so kind as to give those one more time and share how people can best follow your story.
Sure. www.resolutionminerals.com is our website. Trading symbol on the ASX is RML. On the OTC right now, RLMLF is our symbol. And you can reach me at craig@resolutionminerals.com. Always happy to take incoming queries from investors and share with you what I can.
Awesome. Well, Craig, looking forward to following your story further, and let's buckle up. Seems like we're in a pretty good inning here. So,
Yep,
thanks so much.
absolutely. We're in
All
the
right, thanks.
early innings.
Early innings. I love it.
Yeah,
All right,
yeah.
thanks, Craig.
Thank you, sir. Great to talk to you.
You too.
Appreciate your
Bye.
time.
Likewise.